The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, I was hanging out at Skookum Brewery in Arlington because we have this biannual cribbage tournament benefiting the National MS Society. And in the fall, we always do one when the Seahawks have a bye week. And so that was obviously on Sunday. And while we were there, I met a rockaholic named Brian who gave me an amazing gift.
First of all, is he James Brown?
So I am at Skookum Brewery for the biannual charity cribbage tournament supporting the National MS Society. And my friend Brian here. Brian, say hello.
Hi, Brian.
Brian presented me with the most special gift ever. It is a handmade cribbage board that says Daily Migs in the middle. And you made it.
Made it from wood, mostly handcrafted. Cut everything out with a Dremel for the Daily Migs. Laid everything out with a laser for the holes. It's for the wonderful Taylor and Daily.
Oh my, it is so beautiful, and I've never in my life played on a board that had my name on it. This is about as magical as it gets.
You know, I'm at the point where if anyone else tells me that Daily is spelled with an I,
oh no,
I want to punch him in the face.
That is...
I mean, it's an aggressive way to handle things, but all right.
Defending my name.
Plus, he's got possession of lasers. I do not want to mess with
right?
this man.
That is false. You're all spelling it wrong. There is no I in Daily. You and your lovely wife were here playing the cribbage tournament. Do you guys play at home a lot?
Yeah.
Who usually wins when you guys throw down? Yeah, that's right.
I can't score points.
I was like 3 IPAs deep, I will be honest.
Some rather aggressive.
Can't score points worth beans.
Can you score points in the bedroom, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Brian.
What is happening?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Was his wife standing next to you while you were yelling at?
She was awesome.
Okay, was she drunk?
I think everybody was
okay, because I don't know how my wife would handle another woman yelling at me going...
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Brian, thank you so much. It means the world.
Taryn, thank you for all you do. You guys are like a family, and it means a lot to me. Thank you.
Dude, I'm looking at this thing, and it is pretty awesome.
So I won 2 games on it, so it was very good luck at the beginning.
Okay.
And then I lost on the third match. I know, it was very disappointing.
You should have thrown this thing away.
I have. In the past, though, I won this championship once. My dad won twice. And then while we were at the tournament, my mom ended up winning this time around. So on the ride home, I got a post-game breakdown with her. So I'm driving home. Actually, I should rephrase that. I'm riding home from the cribbage tournament with my parents because Lord knows I cannot operate a vehicle right now, but my dad can and my mom is in the passenger seat.
Okay, first of all, we've been with you where you've not maybe had like a half of a drink and you sound completely plastered. In this situation, clearly you're too drunk.
Good?
Yes. I would, if you just played that audio and said, how drunk do you think I am? I'm like, not drunk at all. You've probably just been having waters.
I did drink some water. I was being good.
What the hell?
I know.
It's like a whole different sounding Taryn. Like, usually when you're drunk, we can tell you're drunk.
Your seat, who probably also shouldn't operate a vehicle right now. But she is in celebration mode because what happened to the cribbage tournament, Mom?
I am the
the champion of cribbage.
Now that's how you sound usually when.
Right.
Well, I kept on fighting till the end.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay, that's enough. Mom, how many people did you have to beat in order to be the champion?
I think I beat 4 or 5, but you know what? They brought the best, and they were very, very skilled cribbage players. But I put my thumb on them, and I put them down. That's what you do.
To you and your mom and Brian, it's a very violent tournament, apparently.
It's what I did today.
Especially as a daily. Now, I have won this tournament before, but the person taking us...
Wait, that just sounds so like, well, I have
I
won
also
this.
Did this.
Like, I like how you're like, that's great, Mom, but I have won this tournament before as well. That's what you have to do when you're a daily.
Welcome to the club. Tournament before, but the person taking us home right now is a 2-time champion. Dad, what happened with you in the tournament today?
Went down in 2.
What?
Crashed and burned.
I just feel like...
That does not sound too pleased. A, he's a designated driver for his wife and his daughter. And B, he did not win the tournament.
Loser.
I just feel like I don't ever need to play cribbage again because I did it. It's done. I'm moving on.
Well, congratulations, and I love you. And I love you, and thank you for all you do. And thank you to Skookum. Thank you to Ron. Thank you to Jessica. Thank you for the... Food truck, Los Lonely Boys.
No, La Luna Family Bistro.
That was so off.
Isn't that a band?
Yeah.
Los Lonely Boys?
Los Lonely Boys.
What was the name of the food truck again?
La Luna Family Bistro.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
Pretty much.
Your mom is awesome.
La Booty. Oh, God.
La Luna Family Bistro.
La Luna Family Bistro, that's right.
I love your dad in the background, just like, La Luna Family Bistro.
I'm so over these girls.
He had, he had had it with both of us.
How long of a drive is that from there to your house?
15 minutes, that's not too crazy.
Sounds like the longest 15 minutes of your dad's life.
Oh, my gosh.
Life.
But we did have a blast. It was awesome. The turnout was crazy. They donated $1 per pint back to the MS Society, and then La Luna Family Bistro donated 20% of their proceeds from the day to the cause. So it was just awesome. Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
It's pretty cool though to hear that you've given so much love to your mom for some. I mean, it's awesome. It's also ridiculous, like winning a cribbage. I think that's fantastic, but I think it'd be kind of fun to hear from, like, you know, other people and like giving their mom or their dad their flowers, their ridiculous flowers, so to speak. Because I was thinking about when you were talking about it, I'm thinking about my mom, who's been getting better and healthier since my dad passed. And now she's to the point where now she likes to call people and prank call them again. My mom used to love doing that. She's like now in her 80s, I believe. And she's back on board for doing prank phone calls. Now I get nervous when I get a phone call from my mom.
Because
I'm like, she doesn't realize, I think, that there's caller ID. So she's been pranking her brother, my uncle.
Oh, my God.
Like incessantly. Like, just nonstop. And I'm, like, waiting for now the prank phone call from my mom.
I want her to prank us.
Yes. I was like, I don't even know what she's pranking them about. But my brother's like, yeah, Mom's back to doing prank phone calls.
Oh,
I'm like,
that's so
bad. It's been, like, 30 years. It's
like, we're back, baby.
Right? I think that's just so hilarious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.